It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. This fall is seeing a return to stadiums and concert venues full of fans, but COVID-19 rules and risk may vary depending on things like how big the event is and whether it's inside or outside. Hotchkiss resident Greg Crush says he's unvaccinated, but he's not hesitating to attend in-person events.
I mean, you're taking a risk no matter what you do, unless you want to live in a bubble.
Others say they'll be cautious about attending a big game or concert. The Denver Broncos' full-capacity home opener is Sunday against the New York Jets. There are now no restrictions for vaccinated fans at Empower Field at Mile High. Unvaccinated fans are strongly encouraged to wear a face covering to protect themselves and others. Vail Resort says all of its employees will have to provide proof of vaccination for ski season, and that goes for some guests, too. CPR Sarah Mulholland has more.
Vail says anybody 12 and older will need proof of vaccination to dine indoors on the mountain. That includes people enrolled in ski school. The company says that for now, that's the only place guests will need proof of vaccination. President Biden's recent mandate means all businesses with 100 or more employees will need to require vaccinations or regular testing for workers. And that includes ski resorts. Vail operates several of Colorado's most well-known resorts, including Keystone, Breckenridge, Beaver Creek, and Vail. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
1,000 to 2,000 Afghans are expected to be resettled in Colorado by the end of the year. That's according to the state agency that assists with resettlement. Most will settle in Metro Denver. They'll be able to apply for asylum, but they won't qualify for most government-funded services. A developer who was turned down last month by Colorado Springs City Council for a zoning change is asking a judge to overturn that decision, according to the Colorado Springs Independent. The developer wants to put hundreds of new apartments near the neighborhood hit by the Waldo Canyon fire in 2012. Colorado Springs has highs today near 60. It'll be close to 70 around most of Metro Denver and warmer along the Front Range and across the state tomorrow. This is CPR News.